like to talk just with the young people this morning while we're still worshipping God. Hallelujah. So, you all alert? Yeah. You awake? What were we looking at last week? Anybody remember? What did we start to look at? Oh. Lord knows how to do it, doesn't he? Hey, there's a hand going up. Yes, Naomi. Yes, the blessings. Matthew, yes. What do we call it? The what?
Let the demons flee away.
Right. What do we call it?
Beatitudes.
The Beatitudes. The Beatitudes. Matthew 5, the Beatitudes. Right. You knew that, didn't you? Yeah. Right. The next one. Remember last week we spoke about the poor in spirit. The poor in spirit. And we worked out what the poor in spirit are. And it doesn't mean that you're going to go around dressing in rags and give away all your money and go away and beg. It's not what it means. And I think we established that one. Well, the next one that Jesus spoke of, he said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Now, what is our understanding of mourning? Yes. Right, so we're sad about something. So he says, blessed are those that mourn. So does it mean now that we've got to walk around each day sad, mournful? Is that what it actually means? Does it mean that that's how God wants you to walk for the rest of your day? To be like that? Huh? Well, if you were like that, would you make many friends? Eh? You'll make many friends, would you? Not only that, you wouldn't want friends yourself that are mournful, sad, negative. So, what is he on about? See, this is where you have to delve a little deeper. And this is where the Holy Spirit can begin to help us, what the Bible actually really means to mourn. So, come on, let's have some suggestions what it means to mourn. What is it really, what is he really saying? Any idea? What's he really saying? Yes.
So that kind of like the spirit actually more like close to be Jesus.
Yes, a very good analogy. Your spirit is mourning because you long to be with Jesus. Mm-hmm. I think that's quite profound, that one, to be quite honest. That longing, that desire to be with Jesus. What else can it also tell us? This mourning. Any other thoughts? Any other thoughts? Any other ideas? Well, what about when you see maybe what people do at school? Maybe you've got some people in your class. And maybe they're doing things that you know is just so wrong. And you know that what they're doing is going to come back on them. Have you ever thought that? Have you ever felt that? Have you ever seen that? Maybe some things that go on with people in your class, or you know that people in your school, maybe what they get up to, you know, you've heard what they're doing. And have you thought that that is going to come back on them in later time? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought that? Huh? Have you ever thought that? You have. You see some really wrong things, and you know it's wrong, and you know that one day they're going to suffer by what they do. Now, the point I raise is, can you rejoice in that? Are you happy about that? Are you happy? No, you're not. Why are you not happy? Why are you not happy? Yes?
Because the things
Yes. Because the things they do is not pleasing unto God, and therefore God can't bless it, can he? So when you see those things, you are actually very blessed. Because God's opening your eyes to see what wickedness will do. And people think that they get away with wicked acts, but nobody ever does. That's the blindness of it. We think we do for a while, but then we reap what we sow. And so that is our understanding of this mourning, because we see so many wrong things. What about people that are wrongly accused? That they didn't do what they've been accused of, and yet here they are pronounced guilty. How do we feel about that? Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. What were you going to say?
When you read this about what the Lord says, close to those who are persecuted.
Yes. That's right. So those are the persecuted. And very often they're persecuted wrongly. Lied, ridiculed, all those things that go on. Have you ever had somebody that's lied about you? Have you? Yeah? There's one hand gone up. Anybody else has been lied yet? Right. Not nice, is it? So there's a mourning. There's a mourning attached to this in our hearts. We can't rejoice over this wickedness, over the things that go on that rebel against God. So that's what it means to mourn in spirit. But you know, God can use that when we have that and we feel that from God. We can channel that back in prayer, because God's feeling that. And so you can pray that back and say, help that person, Lord. Help them open their eyes to see what they're doing, which is wicked. And you know, God will do that. He'll answer that. So there we are. That's another understanding of blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Now, who comforts us? Who comforts us? Yes? Yes? Who else? Yes.
God.
God, yes. Now, what is the comforter? What do we understand the comforter as? Yes? The Holy Spirit. You were going to say that, weren't you? Yes. So the Holy Spirit comes as a comforter to us. What it actually means is, he's somebody who comes alongside and is with you as your friend. And he's comforting you. He's guiding and leading you. He says he'll not only do that, but he'll come and live in you as well. So he's that comfort. So in that morning, when we see so many wrong things, such injustice in the world, and there is a lot, you hear it in the news, you will see it as you study history, wars, all those things, you'll see such injustice. God says he'll comfort us in that morning, because you can't rejoice over it, because it's wrong.